Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Morning, John.
To make this clear, Otto will be the host for the next several weeks as we go through this change, and we're zooming the meetings, or the interviews rather, and then they're being broadcast. So it just makes more sense. We're not picking favorites, but Otto knows how to do it.
We just locked him in. I don't even know if Otto had a choice.
He probably didn't want to do it.
I have to admit that I usually golf on Tuesday mornings. So
you what?
I golf on Tuesday mornings normally.
Oh, that's right. And now they opened up the golf courses.
So this is going to have to, down the road, I'll adjust the golf day.
Otto.
I'm thinking that. But we're going to be doing it on Fridays in the future live, right?
Eventually.
When
Christmas.
We can. Right.
Come Christmas.
Please. Hopefully it's sooner.
We're in the middle of the Christina Lu show. Yeah. I have to go back to Christina and the work that's going on. The only issue, and you had said, Otto brought up a point with nursing homes and different places. I am of the opinion that this will be over. There will be a new norm. But that means you'll be able to be with your person. I go to Sloan. I was in Sloan yesterday. Nobody comes with me. I have to go in by myself. I was there from 9 to 3 o'clock, I think. Nobody can sit with you. Nobody's allowed. Once this is over, 2 months, 6 months, 9 months, you're going to have somebody be able to come in and hang out with you just to pass the time. If you're an invalid, if you're a child, you're allowed to have somebody. But, I can function, so therefore it's at the door, they drop me off, they give me a mask, and even the doctor, my doctor comes in on Monday only to see me, because Monday is a big day of tests. Otherwise, today is Wednesday now. Every doctor is only allowed in the hospital once, so their staff can only come in one day. They get paid for the week, but her staff can only come on Wednesday. So next time I go, it'll be a Wednesday, but on certain Mondays I get radium and that's in a different building and yada yada. But that's not going to be life forever. She's going to go back to a 4-day week or a 5-day week, and she's going to have her staff, instead of paying people from home, they'll be back. So what we have to do is set up this contingency plan for the future so you can push a button.
Right.
It's not going to be a way of life, because I'd rather be with my mother or my
me too. Somebody, I know.
Not on the computer.
Well, suppose Sloan, for example, you're able to go in with somebody, but they have to sit in your car, but there's a TV in the room where you are, so you can communicate with the doctor, and the person who you're with can have their phone in the car and be involved with the conversation on a Zoom kind of thing. It doesn't have to be Zoom, but whatever. So this technology that we're forced into right now, my opinion is we ought to be thinking about how to apply it to other problem areas, making it the new norm if needed. That's all my thing here, which is completely out of my power.
That makes sense. I agree with you. Yeah. Because I don't pay attention and I don't take notes, and then I get questions. What did she say? I don't know. Yeah. So you're right.
Of course, it's something, especially in these doctor.
Suppose you're even worse off than you are, to be blunt about it, all right? And your mental state is such that you can't really even communicate with the doctor very well. So
but you're saying I have a good mental state right now. Thank you.
Yes. John, it's all relative. I mean,
That's right. But also, I want to say what's exciting, this week, it's every day is literally Project Independence is probably busier than it's ever been, which, I like laugh sometimes when people are like, I'm home. I'm like, we are like jam packed, but listen, I love it. And I think it's really a testament to the program, because what we're starting to do is for the May advisories, we have our different regional advisory committees. What we're going to do is have them via Zoom. So we're obviously going to offer it to people who are interested. You know, if people don't have the video capability, they can call in if they so choose. You know, as we said, listen, we know it's not for everyone, but right now this is the only way we could really do it. So we're going to have Barbara Melman, who we've had on the radio program before. She does all of our technology for the Terrified courses. She's actually going to be providing for advisory members or people who are part of the book club training on Zoom. So, you know, if you're an advisory member and you're interested in being part of the committee in May, but you are clueless when it comes to Zoom, you would just call 311 or 869-6311. You know, an SR would be created and we'd send it over to Barbara and she'd kind of try and work you through how to do it.
Is this an advisory committee meeting for all the regions or
no.
like a so dry talk?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be the separate regional ones because we figure something, you know, these are really better off smaller a lot of times because we laughed last week. You know, we were talking about our family Zooms and believe me, a family Zoom and with my friends, it's like mass chaos because it's too many people yapping over each other. So this way we figured we'll do these small, intimate regional advisory committees for May, kind of see how they go and go from there. You know, we don't really ever have advisories in the summer months anyway. So we'll kind of see. I mean, listen, we're all just trying to find different ways to keep programming going. So stay tuned because it seems like every week there's really something else to talk about. But it's exciting. And like I said, you could always call 311. And also speaking of Zoom, starting Monday, there's going to be, starting this Monday, what happened? I'm like, my week's up yesterday. Today's Tuesday. I thought today was Friday, guys.
I thought it was the eighth day of the week.
I don't know anymore. But Monday, Project Independence started to air the PI exercise classes that have been recorded. So they've been aired now on North Hempstead TV. There's going to be Zumba by Margaret, who is, if anyone knows Margaret or has taken her class, she is fabulous. So she's going to be doing Mondays at 1 p.m. And there's actually a virtual waiver that, you know, people could sign. So it's really an interesting kind of process. And what the hope is that we could have different recordings, fitness recordings that could play, you know, kind of during the slot that they would really be having the exercise classes. So that's an exciting.
You know, what you say, the new norm, all right, down the road, a virtual exercise class might be a new norm. For people who have limited ability to get out of the house.
Right. No, absolutely.
You know,
No, and like even before this, there's, you know, you've seen like kind of a push to these things that you could, I mean, even people who are, you know, active, you know, have all these new apps now that you can do from home and like all these devices. I mean, I can't say I've been partaking in it, but, you know, kudos to those people who are.
Well, you go like this, right?
So I prefer like a good stroll around the neighborhood, you know, that's my working out.
Those things are very difficult. I personally find that you have to join a club because then you go for 2 days a week or 3 days a week. And, you know, that's me. Forget, you know, you buy this piece of equipment, you put it in the basement, your wife puts the wash on it, and then you give it away 2 years.
I like that transition.
On Facebook the other day, it was such a good little, you know, you have all these different things on, and there's a woman, and she's got her bathrobe on, and obviously there's some man jogging, and she says, "Are you okay? Is somebody chasing you?" Says, "No, I'm jogging." And with that, she picks up her glass of wine and says, "It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Why is he doing that?"
I love it. Oh,
the world has changed.
That's a good one. I like that. But listen, you know, we're just trying to, all we could do, you know, because of course we get all these calls saying, blah, blah, we don't know how to do that. We don't want to do it that way. And listen, we'd all love nothing more to be able to provide these things. But, you know, I also believe things are going to slowly go back to normal, you know, so these big events and programs might not really happen in the beginning, frankly. So we need to find still connecting, you know, with everyone. So this is just another example of what we're doing. You know, we'll probably do more programming like that. You know, the supervisor just sent out, which was lovely, an email to all town employees just to check in and see how everyone is doing. Because listen, you know, I touched upon it last week. I said, on top of, you know, being stressed with, you know, you want to help the seniors and find ways of connecting to them, you know, everyone, our social workers, our nurses, you know, our PI, you know, administrative staff, everyone's dealing with personal stuff on top of that. So it's like finding this balance is really difficult, you know, and I think the supervisor realized that, you know, so she was just checking in. And the bottom line is, we don't even know when we're going back. I know that the town parks, though, right now are closed, you know, till May 12th. The facility open to, you know, the public. So we'll see about how that goes. But just stay tuned. I mean, the town has been wonderful at getting information out to everyone. You know, there's tons of robocalls the supervisor's been doing. If you check out the town website, it's like a daily update on different of what's going on and stuff and within the town and different extensions and so on. So definitely check that out. I want to remind people, you know, obviously you can call 311 for Project Independence for the transportation program. We're not encouraging people, obviously, to we want them to avoid supermarkets, but some people that's not, you're not able to do that. Listen, we know it's hard to get dates for these programs. So definitely call 311. We have expanded our transportation program from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., 7 days a week. You can call for an appointment, 311, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or Saturday through Sunday, 10 to 4, to make that appointment. You know, and there's been tons of exceptions. So if there's something in your head that you need to get to, you know, we arranged, our mobility manager arranged for someone to go to CVS because they needed to pick up their prescriptions. So right now, you know, we're really working together, working hard with the taxi companies at kind of accommodating these requests. You know, we're doing same day requests now, which is something we try to avoid in the past, but we're just trying to do everything in our power to make this, you know, to help people out, you know, and the town is, is incurring all costs for medical transportation. In the past, it was discounted, but now you don't have to pay anything or tip anything.
What we'll do is, we've got a few extra seconds, but we'll go into a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 and WCWP.org. Actually, the Christina Liu part of the radio program. And we'll be right back after this break.